Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Tzadi Bet. We're at the bottom of Tzadi Aleph Amid Bet at the Mishnah. Onen Tovel Vochel Pischol Erev. So an Onen, someone who is Pater for Mitzvah because he just had a relative pass away, should go to the mikvah and then he can eat the Korban Pesach that evening. Avalo Bekodshim. However, we don't have him do so when it comes to just a different Korban Pesach. Even if he has to eat, a different Korban. Even if he has to eat the Korban. Only by Korban Pesach do we say go to the mikvah and eat the Korban Pesach. Hashomea Almeto. Someone hears a relative died, Baham Melaket Loat Samot, or someone who's gathering the bones of his parents, Tovel Veocha Bekodshim. He can go to the mikvah immediately and then eat other korbanim. Gershit Garbe Erev Pesach, someone who converted on Erev Pesach. Beit Shammai Omrim Tova Veochel Pischol Erev. Beit Shammai says he goes to the mikvah and then he can eat the korban Pesach that evening. Beit Hillel Omrim Aporash Mina Orla Kiporash Mina Kever. Beit Hillel says no. Someone who rids himself of his foreskin is like someone who came in contact with a dead body, essentially, so to speak. So he should be tamei mate. Why are we saying, why does the Mishnah say that an Onen can't eat other korban, but he can eat from the korban Pesach? Kasavar aninu delayla de rabbanon vegabe Pesach lo vidu devrem makom karek gabe kachim vidu devrem makom ase. So there's a rabbinic prohibition of of going to the mikvah. Sorry, rather, your status of being an onen, the day that your relative dies, still during the night, is rabbinic. The rabbis say you're still an onen now and pater for mitzvot. So, when the rabbis said you're still an onen now and pater for mitzvot, they said that if you have like a mitzvah ase to eat a korban, then they said, no, you don't have that mitzvah, you're an onen. However, when that mitzvah ase has karet along with it, like a korban pesach, they're not going to exempt you from participating in the korban pesach by saying you're an onen, because when the ase you're supposed to be doing has a karet element to it, they're going to say that you should go ahead and do the mitzvah. Hashomei almeto. Someone who hears of someone dying, melaket atzamo, habay azar shlishi v'shvi'i, right? Ema shilik to a lo atzamo. Someone who's gathering bones up, well, he's properly tamei mate, right? He's got a, he has to have ashes, purification, water ashes sprinkled on him on the third and seventh day of that process, and only afterward he's going to be tahor. How does he go to the mikvah and eating the korban pesach that evening, right? Rather say someone who a relative, someone who has a relative pass away and their bones are being gathered, not by him, but by someone else, they have to go to the mikvah, then they can eat the korban pesach that evening. By the way, that makes a lot of sense, because the Mishnah specifies for his parents, right? Or I guess it doesn't specify for his parents. Okay, forget that. Anyway, Gershinit Gair, so someone who converted Erev Pesach. Amar Rav Barchana, Amar Rav Yochan, Machloket Be'arel Nochri. So we only have this Machloket when it comes to a non-Jew who's uncircumcised. Be'il Sabre Gzera Shevi Yitamil Chana Abba V'yomer Ishtakid Milo Tevalti Ve'achalti Achshav Nami Etvul Ve'ochan. Right, because what's a non-Jewish uncircumcised person, as opposed to a Jewish uncircumcised person, non-Jewish uncircumcised person is going to say that, last year I wasn't able to eat the Korban Pesach. So what did I do? I went to the mikvah, and then I was able to eat the Korban Pesach. So this year, meaning hypothetically, if he becomes Tameh that year, he's going to say, well, last year I just went to the mikvah and ate the Korban Pesach, even though I wasn't fit before the mikvah. Now I should also be able to go to the mikvah and eat the Korban Pesach. But no, you're Tameh mate. You have to wait 7 days. What are you thinking? You're not allowed to just go to the mikvah. But if we accustom him to thinking he goes to the mikvah and all of his problems are solved, then in the next year, even if he's tamei mate, he's going to think that he can solve his tumah problem by just going to the mikvah. Now, the big difference is that in the previous year, where he may have been tamei mate, he wasn't really tamei because he was a non-Jew, and non-Jews can't contract tumah. So he may have thought, I was at the grave, I was in contact with the dead body yesterday, and then I went to the mikvah the day that I converted Erev Pesach, and then I was able to eat the Korban Pesach. Well, shkoyach, that works because you weren't Jewish then, so you can't contract tuma then. But the next year, if you come in contact with mate, we don't want you thinking that you can solve that problem by going to mikvah, because last year you weren't tamei because you were not Jewish. Now you are Jewish and you can become tamei, and the mikvah doesn't fix that. He doesn't realize that the past year he wasn't going to the mikvah to absolve himself of tumah because he wasn't tamei, he was not Jew. Shav Yisrael b'kabal tumah, but now he's Jew and he could have got b'kabal tumah, and the mikvah is not going to fix that problem. Beit Shammai Sabri lo gazrina. Beit Shammai says we don't make such a gzera. Aval arel Yisrael. However, everyone agrees when it comes to an uncircumcised Jew. Divrei alkol tov ve'ochel pischol le'erev lo gazrina arel Yisrael v'shum arel nachri. A Jew, it doesn't come to make that, it doesn't have that confusion of, well, last year I came to conquer the dead body and then I went to the mikvah and I was fine, because a Jew always realizes he's supposed to refrain from contact with Tuma, right? It's not a new thing for him. And we don't make a gzera on a Jewish uncircumcised person, lest a non-Jewish uncircumcised person get confused and say, well, a Jewish uncircumcised person is allowed to eat since so much. Tanya Melach is somebody talking about Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Lo nechku be Shama be Hillel al Aral Yisrael. She tovel ochel piskol erev. Ma nechku al Aral Nochri. She be Shama omrim tovel ochel piskol erev. Be Hillel omrim haporesh bina orla haporesh bina kever. Right. What do we teach in that brayta that was similar to this? That Be Shama be Hillel didn't have a machlok when it came to an Aral Yisrael only an Aral Nochri. That Be Shama says that Aral Nochri can go to the mikvah and then eat, and the Be Hillel says that no, we treat him like he's tamei tumat. Amar Rava Arel Hazav Ismail Hemidu Divrei Makom Kare. So when it comes to an RL, when it comes to Hazav, we're talking about what that means, and when it comes to Ismail, we have to do with circumcision, because Ismail is is the scalpel that you do the circumcision with. So the Rabbanan said, there's an Isser Derabbanan here, and you're going to uphold this Isser Derabbanan, even though the failure to do the following mitzvah asay is actually chayav karet, right? Onen umitzora ubetapras lo midu divrei makom karet. However, when it came to isurei derabbanan that pertain to an onen or a mitzora or betapras, they didn't say you should uphold this isurei derabbanan even though it's going to cause you not to do a mitzvah that would make you chayav karet. They said rather do the mitzvah and ignore the isurei derabbanan. Now, what are these six cases? Arel Hada Amran. Well, okay, so the case of the not being circumcised, that's what we said. That Beit Shammai says that we don't have that if you just converted, even though Mi'ikar Hadin, you should be eating the Korban Pesach that evening. We're concerned about the next year, and so we don't have you eat the Korban Pesach. But you're Jewish and you're not eating Korban Pesach, and you're allowed to eat Korban Pesach, right? Meaning we have an Isser Derabbanan stopping you from doing a mitzvah that you're Chayav Karet for. Hazah Da'amar Mar. Okay, so what's the case of Hazah? As Mar said, Hazah Shvut ve'ein adoche et Shabbat. Okay, so the Isser of doing Hazah, the sprinkling of the ashes to purify someone, is an Isser Durabanan, but we still don't do that on Shabbat, even if Shabbat is Erev Pesach, and if we don't sprinkle the ashes on you, you're not going to be Tahor by Motzei Shabbat to eat a Korban Pesach. Right, meaning if we're upholding this Isser Durabanan of Hazah on Shabbat and preventing you from doing the Korban Pesach afterward. Ismael Betanya, when it comes to a scalpel for circumcision. Kshem she'en mevii oto derech reshut harabim, kach en mevii oto derech gagod, v'derech hatzer, v'derech karpefo. Right? So you can't bring, just like you can't bring the Mila knife from reshut harabim, there's a rabbinic prohibition about bringing it through various different Ptor areas that have a status of Isser Derabbanan, so you would not be able to circumcise the child, meaning the child who's now 8 days old cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. Onen Hada Amran, and when it comes to next the three cases where we are mevatel the Isser Derabbanan for the sake of the mitzvah aseh that has karet. So an onen, that's what we said, that the onen, even though the onen generally on a Derabbanan level, he maintains his onen status at night. But here we're saying, no, lose your onen status, go to the mikvah and eat the Korban Pesach. Mitzora Mahi, now what's the case of Mitzora where we get rid of mitzvah Derabbanan? An Isser Derabbanan, so that you can perform the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Detanya Mitzora Shechal Shemini Shelo Be'erev Pesach. If the eighth day of a Mitzora's Tumah is on Erev Pesach, V'ra'a Keri Bobiyom, and he saw, and he was Bal Keri that day, Tov V'ilchan, he still needs to go to the mikvah, that way he can resolve his Mitzora Tumah and eat the Korban Pesach. Amru Chacham B'mafa Pesha Tuul Yom, Enor Nechnas. So even though someone who had to go to the mikvah on that day because he became a Baal Keri, should not go into the Beit HaMikdash, ze nichnas, right? Still, we tell the Mitzorah to go into the, Beit HaMikdash to do his Korban Pesach on that day, even though it's a Tevul Yom, because he has to fix his Mitzorah problem. Butav yevo aseh sheyesh bo karet, v'yidcha aseh sheyin bo karet. Why? Because we tell him, better that you violate mitzvah aseh, which is to refrain from going to the Beit HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, then violate a mitzvah aseh that has karet attached to it, like the Korban Pesach. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan Dvar Torah afilu aseh ein bo. And Rabbi Yochanan says, actually there is no mitzvah aseh midoraita that he shouldn't go to the Makom HaMikdash. Shneimar, it says, Ve'amar Yoshafat b'kal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim v'Beit Hashem b'nei Chatzer HaChadashah Amai Chatzer HaChadashah Shechidshu bo Dvar Ve'amru Tevul Yom Leikanes B'machane Leviyah. Right? So, this pasuk, which says that Yehoshaphat taught something in the Beit Hashem in the new chatzer, in the new courtyard. What does it mean, the new chatzer? The courtyard's always been there. Rather, it's a chatzer that something new was suggested. What new was suggested? That someone who's a Tevul Yom can't go to the Beit HaMikdash. And yet, even though this guy, even though the Mitzorah is a Tevul Yom, which is a Nisr Derabanan for him to go to the Beit HaMikdash, we say, go to the Beit HaMikdash anyway because you have to fix your Mitzorah problem, because if you don't, then you're not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach tonight, and then that's a mitzvah that has karet attached to it. Beit HaPras, Titnan. Okay, when it comes to the case of a Beit HaPras, that is what we taught in the following Mishnah, which is the Nisr Derabanan that we do away with for the sake of being able to perform a mitzvah that, if you didn't do it, come with karet. Bisham Beit Hillel agreed to the following: Shebodkin leose haPesach veBodkin loochle truma. That a Beit HaPras is a graveyard that was trampled, and therefore it may or may not have bones that can make you tummy. And we generally say on a Derabana level, this place is tummy. Don't go checking it has a bone here, doesn't have a bone here. The place is tummy. However, when it comes to someone who needs to bring a Korban Pesach, we go ahead and check. We see if we can figure out conclusively whether there's tumor there. And if there is no tumor there, then he should be able to walk through because he has to do his Korban Pesach. And we're not going to say that he's prevented because of the fact that there's a Beit HaPras in the way. Right? We find out, is he tummy? Is he not tummy? Right? We need to know. Right? Because we're not just going to assume that he's tummy because the rabbi said that a Beit HaPras makes you tummy. If he's not tummy on the right level, my bodkin. What does it mean to go ahead and check? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Benapech Beit HaPras Veholech. Right, you just check the ground to see if there's any bones there, and then you can continue to walk through it. Rav Yehuda, Bar Abaye, Mishmei Rav Yehuda, Amar Beit HaPras Shenidash Tachor. Right, a Beit HaPras that had been trampled upon by many, many people is going to be Tahor. So you check how trampled this Beit HaPras is in order to permit a person to go ahead and do his Korban Pesach. Hadron Allah, Hayisha. Okay, now on to the new parak. Mishaya Tamay Baderech HaChokek. Someone who was Tamay or who was far away, below Asa Tarishon, and he didn't do the Korban Pesach. Yasat Hasheni. You should do the Korban Pesach Sheni. Shagag O'Ne'enas. If he was Beshogeg inadvertently, or Ne'enas, he was beyond his control, below Asa, and he didn't do the Korban Pesach. Et harishon, he didn't do the first Korban Pesach. Yaseh tasheni, he should do the second Korban Pesach sheni. Im kein lamane emar tameh oshay b'der choka. Why do you need to give me specific examples of where he couldn't do the Korban Pesach if afterward you're going to go back and teach me that anyone who didn't do it b'shogeg or ones can redo the Korban by the Pesach sheni? Clearly, but Tameh and Derech Rechoka are Ne'enas, or at least Peshogeg. So why do you teach me them separately? Because the first group of people are Pater from Karet, right? But the second group of people, they receive Karet for what they did. There's just still Chayav to do the Pesach Sheni nonetheless. Okay, Gemara. Itmar haya b'derech choka v'shachtu v'zarku alav Rav Nachman amar hurza. Rav Sheshet amar lo hurza. What if you were far away and they said, hey, our friend who's far away, let's go ahead and join him into our Korban Pesach. So they slaughtered on his behalf, they did the Korban Pesach on his behalf. Does it work for you or did it not work for you? So Rav Nachman says, yeah, it works for you if they did it anyway. Rav Sheshet says, it doesn't work for you. Rav Nachman amar hurza. Rav Nachman says, it worked for you. V'yachas v'diyachas rachmana alav. V'yavitavo alav bracha Rav Sheshet amar lo hurza. Mitchadach yarachmana kitame. Right? When reason the Torah said that you didn't have to do it is just to have pity on you. They feel bad. You're far away. We shouldn't be expecting you to do it. However, if someone does it on your behalf anyway, clearly it works. Rav Shisha says, no, that we treat you like someone who's tameh, someone who no longer has the capacity to do it. Amar Rav Nachman, Bina Amin, Allah Surah Rahman says, where do I know my Shita from? Ditanan, who learned the Mishnah, Mishaya, Tameh, Bederach, Choka, Lo, Yaseh, Tarishon, Yaseh, Etasheni. So Rav Nachman says, I know that it works if he did it, because what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says someone who is tamei or who is far away, if he didn't do the Rishon, he should do the Sheni. Meaning, if he did do the Rishon, then it's fine. Well, why do I have to clarify that he's tamei or far away and he didn't do the Rishon? If he's tamei or far away, end of story. He can do the Rishon. So the fact that he says he's far away and he didn't do the Rishon means that he could have done it in theory. Rav Sheishet Amar Lecha Hachi Sefer Tekatani Shaga Gonen As Lo Asa Ta Rishon Yasa Ta Sheini Binitani Lo Asa Miklal De Ibai Avi. Well, he says, this is why I don't like your reading of the Mishnah of Nachman, because look, the Sefer of the Mishnah uses the similar Lashon, someone who is Shogeg Une'enas Vilo Avid. So what are you saying? That someone who is Shogeg Vine'enas, had he done it anyway, that it would work? What do you mean had he done it anyway? The very definition of being Shogeg or Ne'enas is that you didn't do it Bishogig or Beones. There's no case of you were Bishogig, but you did it anyway. Bishogig meant you didn't do it inadvertently. So if you want to say that Velo Asa comes to teach you that you could have done it, explain to me how someone who didn't do it, Bishogig or Beones, could have in fact done it. Right? He didn't do it by very definition. So you know that's not how to read the Mishnah. Rather, how do you have to read the Mishnah? Meaning they couldn't have done it. They were shogeg onas. El amazing ketani ba'adayhu. Rather, how do you have to read the Mishnah? As if a third case was being taught with the fact that v'lo asa. Right? What is that third case? Someone who didn't do it. B'mezid. Meaning essentially you read the Mishnah like this. If you're a b'shogeg and you didn't do it. Or you're b'ones and you didn't do it. Or you're b'mezid and you didn't do it. You do it on the Pesach Sheni. That's what the Mishnah is trying to teach you. So you have to say the same thing by this reading, by the Reisha of the Mishnah. Hachanami Odin Ketani Bedaihu. In which case, what is the case that the Reisha is teaching you? If you're Betamei and you didn't do it, and you're there Chokah and you didn't do it, or you're Beoned and you didn't do it. Right? That's what it's teaching you. It's not to say that you're Tamei. It's not to say that you're Tamei or Derech Chokah, and not only that, you didn't end up doing it, but rather, by very definition, you didn't do it and you couldn't have done it. Just the reason for the formulation of "and you didn't do it" was not going on the previous case of Bederech Chokah. It was going on a case in and of itself of someone who is an onen. Amar Rav Ashi Matniti Nami Daika. We can actually be medayik that understanding from our Mishnah. The Ketani Elu Peturim Mehikaret Elu Chayavin Mehikaret. Right. So the following are Patur from receiving Karet, and the following are Chayav, and they do receive Karet. Ahaya. What are you talking about? What cases are you talking about that you get Karet for? Ilema Shogi Venenas. If you want to say you get Karet for the cases of what? Shogeg and Ones. Shogeg Venenas Bene Karet, you knew? He was Beones. Why would he be getting Karet? How could you teach me that? El Alav, amazing. Beone. Rather, no. Must be that. Who are the people that we're saying are Chayav Karet? The people who did it amazing, or the Onen. Rav Nachman Amar L'cha Le'olam Amezid L'chudeh. Rav Nachman says, really, only the person who was, we only meant to say that the person who did it amazing is the one who is Chayav Karet for it. But he knew to be Baile Lemitne Chayav. And in theory, you know, it should have said Chayav as opposed to Chayavin, meaning Chayavin makes it sound like two people are Chayav. And that's why we wanted to say that it was the Onen and the Mazid. So he says, no, really, it's just the Mazid. And you may have, and so in theory, it should have taught Chayav, Hari Ketani Chayavin, Aydin Tana Reisha Pturin, Tana Seifa Chayavin. And the only reason we taught Chayavin is because the Reisha of the Mishnah taught Pturin, and so for the sake of parallel language, we taught Chayavin. But really, it's only one person who's Chayav. It is the Mazid who is Chayav. We'll stop here.